This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Lonely Planet just got a little less lonely with Chris Zaya on Joy Drive.
The studio just got a little less lonely as well. Chris Zaya, good afternoon.
Heaven is a place in the Joy studio.
It is, isn't it? You're a bit of a Belinda Carlisle fan.
I love her. She's coming to Melbourne in, I think, November, playing at the Palais. So I got tickets to that. She got a new single out, all sorts of stuff. She's got a new single out. Her son's part of the community, and he's a big LGBT rights advocate over in the US. There's a lot of respect I have for her. She's quite cool.
We'll have to find the new single.
It's called Big Love.
Big, big love.
It's a big, big song. I love it.
What have you been up to?
I have just got back from more on the road adventures.
How do you cope? You are the most travelled person around anywhere.
Oh, my air miles have gone up considerably since the COVID restrictions have come off.
Do they treat you with royalty?
Do you know what's really scary, Warren? I had the same hostess see me on the same flight coming back, and she recognized my blazer. So I have a bit of a uniform where I have like blazer, black t-shirt, and I changed my pins out. And she's like, "Oh, you're not wearing your Squid Game pin today." And I was like, "Oh my goodness."
She paid that much attention.
But it's quite nice because you end up getting quite looked after by the hosties, particularly if you're flying that much. Which I quite like.
You know. Yeah, well, particularly like you're every week.
It's about that, and I jet off again tomorrow night, so it's crazy.
So what spurred this last trip?
So the last trip was actually for London Book Fair. So this was our big international book fair in the hall over in Earl's Court or Olympia in London. It's where you have halls and halls of publishers basically showcasing their new publications.
And Lonely Planet goes.
Yeah,
well.
And so obviously because we're still very much a publishing brand as well as a content and online brand. So we were there manning the stand for a couple of days. You also have all of we're translated into 13 different languages.
That's amazing.
So we have all of our partners that work with us in translating our product come along as well. So
can you speak 13 languages?
Ich kann sprechen ein bisschen Deutsch, aber das ist alles.
Now, Chris, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about the trend of set jetting.
Hang on.
You're like,
what? Not jet setting.
No, set jetting.
What is set jetting?
So set jetting is when you actually have been inspired by something that you've seen on film or television and you've decided, actually, I want to go there. So I want to travel to that place. And recently, this is bizarre, Expedia did a survey at the beginning of this year and streaming services are influencing us so much that apparently, according to their survey, 1 in 4 Australians is going to book a holiday based on something they have seen on streaming service.
That's amazing. You know what immediately popped into my mind then was, I wonder if tourism bodies, whether it be like Tourism Australia or whoever it is around the world, are now starting to lobby television makers to have their locations filmed as part of that series.
I think there's a huge benefit to having having your location featured on a particular place. So I think it is smart for people to be filming their things in somewhere that's quite picturesque to kind of drive that particular tourism, which I quite like. And recently, I completely by accident, 2 trips ago, I was over in Ireland and went to the Aran Islands, which is off of the Galway. So if you fly into Dublin, Dublin's on the east coast. Mm-hmm. So you drive straight across the centre to Galway. And there's a series of islands that are just off the coast. They're called the Aran Islands. And the Oscar-nominated film, The Banshees of Inisherin, was actually filmed there. And it was quite fascinating because I went around with a guide doing some articles and he was very much telling me about how much this saved them, the filming saved them during COVID, because it's a town of, it's a, an island which only has about 1,000 people on the island, but it kind of generated a lot of income for their local economy. But now the benefit is just people are coming in droves.
Oh, really?
The ferry going across, and this is late March that I went over, ferry going across completely full. Everybody got to the island, the bike, because you can only cycle on the island or you have to use a tour guide, no car hire, cycling place booked out. Like it was, like this is the beginning
of the
season.
So this is the impact that television shows and movies are having on tourism.
It was extraordinary. And you go to the place where it was filmed and you do get these incredible panoramas because it's the whole island is these really weird kind of stone fences that have taken generations to make.
Oh,
they've
beautiful.
They've had to do it by getting the seaweed or the kelp off of the ground to kind of vegetate. It's kind of crazy, but it is like you have stepped back into 1920 because there aren't the power poles up and it does feel very oldie worldy, and it's one of those few places where I've kind of gone, oh, I've stepped back in time.
I see. That's an amazing feeling, isn't it, when you have that, where you go to a place and it is like a time machine and you think, wow, you know, what's going on here?
And I love it because you learn stuff. And, you know, my big thing about travel is travel should always be a learning experience and you should just take something away from it. And I found
I like
out that. That's what you should do when you travel, right? So one of the things that I learned from this trip is this is the only place in Ireland that where the population went up during the potato famine because the potatoes didn't fail there.
Oh.
So I was like, really? That's fascinating.
There's something here happening because you said that they benefited during COVID because of the film, and during the potato famine, they didn't, you know, have the famine because the potatoes didn't
fail.
Fail there. So what's going on in this town? Is this, there's something special?
A little, maybe the leprechauns are actually there. Maybe this is where you actually find the pot of gold at the end of the old colloquial rainbow.
Have you got more set jetting, isn't it? Set jetting experiences you can share with us?
I do. So the one that I find really interesting, this is a massive phenomenon. I'm not a fan. Mm. And I was speaking to someone last week and they said they watched the entire series but ended up loving it. But this is driving huge numbers to Paris and it's Emily in Paris, the TV show.
Yes.
Like really vacuous, not my thing at all. But at the end of the day, Paris has become a little bit of a showcase and particularly for a younger generation, they're kind of like, that's the travel experience I want. I want to kind of dine in really bougie kind of French cafes. I want to go to designer shops. I want to go to galleries. I want to shop in, you know, beautiful street markets and have like handfuls of flowers and feel really Parisian. But I love that show is inspiring a generation to go, I want to have an experience when I travel. And that is the experience that I want. And I think that's quite special. So regardless of my prejudice against the actual
show itself, you don't have the prejudice against Paris.
I love what it's doing to somewhere like Paris and kind of inspiring that next generation of travelers to think about going to places and have those experiences rather than just go and look at a place, take some snaps for Instagram and disappear.
Do you think that we are moving away from the Instagram snaps towards the experiences, and maybe that's a positive impact that these shows are having?
And the other thing that social is doing is because social is really driving video content as well. So obviously with Reels and YouTube Shorts and all of those kind of other things that are out there, TikTok. That is actually, so it's not just about that snap on Instagram. It's what I am doing and what I am experiencing now that social is actually driving. And that's where the engagement is. So I find that quite fascinating as well.
It's interesting about Paris though, because I would have thought Paris would have been on, you know, the most people's lists anyway. But the younger generation need the TV experience, I suppose, to motivate them. Is that right?
It is. But I think I look back, like set jetting is not a new thing. Mm. So you look back.
Set jetting.
It's not a new thing because if you look back into like the late 90s, early 2000s, we were flocking to New York to have our Carrie Bradshaw because of Sex in the City, right? Yeah. So it's just inspiring us to go and have an experience and kind of see those things. So, and that was a very specific demographic and generation that was wanting to go and experience that as well. So Emily in Paris has kind of replaced the kind of Sex in the City, New York has been replaced by Paris, et cetera, et cetera. So fascinating. fascinating, right?
I reckon you've got heaps more. So you're going to hang around?
Yeah, I can hang around.
Fantastic. You're on Joy Drive. Now, we were talking about, I keep forgetting the word,
set jetting.
Set jetting.
Look not at jet your face. Setting. Your face is like, I cannot compute the words. The words shouldn't go that way.
It's not working. It's I'm going to need the prize. Tell us about it again. Just refresh us. What is set jetting?
So this is the bit that's freaked me out. So one in four Australians, according to Expedia, they did a survey earlier this year. Mm. One in four Aussies have been so influenced by a streaming service, TV show or movie, that they are going to book a holiday to that location.
Oh, and do you know what I was thinking then when you were saying that? It doesn't just have to be an overseas destination, does it?
No, not at all, not at all.
Because we reviewed with Susie Rong recently something that was on ABC iView, and it was called Turn Up the Volume, and it was filmed in Footscray.
Interesting.
And it's so amazing seeing these places that are, you know, so close to home, restaurants that you can go to, all these beautiful Vietnamese places. It was amazing.
And it's the little shots, isn't it? It's the shots of the city that you see, all the kind of little panoramas, and you're like, I know that view. I know that, I live that view. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
We recently, myself and my partner recently did a trip out to West Wimmera, of all things, because after we'd seen the movie The Dry, I mean, I know that's kind of like a crime drama, but it was like, we then kind of went on this kind of Silo Art Trail piece. But we were kind of inspired by that place, which is kind of otherworldly as well, which was really cool.
I've just finished season one of White Lotus.
Mm.
Where is that film? Because I'd love to go to that.
The season one of White Lotus was filmed in Hawaii.
Okay.
And the season two was filmed in Sicily, and in particular in the city of Taormina, which is on the island. So it's a southern Italian island.
Have you been?
I have been.
What's it like?
Taormina is beautiful. So I did live the life. We had an apartment there and we had a pool and we kind of had the view. And we were there for a week and it was pretty sensational. So this is that place where you literally can go to a winery on the slopes of Mount Etna and just drink amazing like Proseccos and other bits and pieces and feast on like the local produce. It's pretty sensational. The township itself sits on a little hill and it's quite small. It's got a little promenade that you go up and down.
Oh,
but it
beautiful.
Is. And then it's got that Mediterranean, the crystal blue waters that you feel like you just want to stay in there all day. But the hotel that was filmed in is the San Domenico Palace, which is a Four Seasons hotel. That's completely booked out. Booked out
because
over the summer.
Because of the series.
Because of the series. Booked out over the summer. Booked out over the shoulder season. It is, that hotel is having a massive moment, travel moment at the moment. All based on that series.
Now, I want you to flip from, you know, travel straight to movies and reviewing. Mm-hmm. Should I watch season two?
Oh, yeah, oh my Lord. Season two, you will like, it's one, it, I don't, I'm not a binger. I find it really hard to kind of sit there and do several episodes in a row. That is one of those shows where it was like, I need to go on to the next episode. I need to go on to the next episode.
I will start it tonight.
It's quite cool. They do some really interesting things with Italian film too. So a couple of the episodes, an episode in particular, they do a full mimic of this quite famous Italian film. You can look on socials about how they did it side by side. So very clever, very, very clever filmmaking.
I will watch season two of White Lotus tonight.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.